Hey man, DJ Hippie on the air. Bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, of the classic vinyl era. For when you're in that special kind of mood. Far out, man, far out. That gosh darn hippie show, the grooviest thing to hear on your radio.
And welcome to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. I'm your host, DJ Hippie. We have a real special treat for you guys today. This is going to be our campiest episode yet. Because we are broadcasting using the station's remote from Lake Blue Sky, recently renovated, and we're the first group of people to see this lovely place, courtesy of the camp counselor to help promote the newly opened site. Oh, speaking of, here he comes now.
Hey there, hippie crew. I see you arrived all right.
Yeah, the place looks great.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, why is your colorful friend there dragging all that stuff in from the shuttle?
They wouldn't listen to us when we said we were staying in a cabin. So they brought a rather large amount of camping supplies with them.
It's to make sure we have the true camping experience.
Well, you definitely get that here. We're a good 20 miles away from town. As a heads up, though, there's been some scratching at the doors late at night. And some stuff being knocked over. It's probably the raccoons, but I'd advise being a bit careful.
There are raccoons?
You do not want to touch the raccoons. Trust me.
Wise words, boy. Here's a map to the whole campsite. Everything in this place is brand new, from the kitchen appliances to the doorknobs. Now, the camp isn't officially open until next week, but you guys are getting the very first sneak peek before anyone else.
This place does look really clean.
Yeah, looks lovely.
Glad y'all like it. Anyway, here are the keys to the cabin. Yours is the one down by the lake next to the kitchen. You can't miss it. And I have some business to attend to in the sauna. I'll meet up with y'all later.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I guess while we're setting up in our cabin...
And our tent.
We don't need the tent.
Here's our first song. It's Gladys Knight and the Pips with It's Summer, coming up next.
Outside my window, a robin builds a nest. At last Twitter's gone, a way to rest. Once again the leaves have returned to the trees. I can just feel that soft summer breeze. There's magic in the air, winter's disappeared, summer. Whatever pleases you. Summer is the happiest season of them all. Everybody get together and have themselves a ball. There's magic in the air, green grass everywhere. It's summer.
There's magic in the air, green grass everywhere. It's summer. Mother Nature's son. All day long I'm sitting singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise, listening to sound of music as she flies.
That was Davy Graham of Mother Nature's Son, as well as Earth, Wind, and Fire with Brazilian Rhyme. We're still setting up in our cabin, but we're pretty close to being done. Hey, what's everyone excited for during our camping trip? Personally, I'm excited to be one with nature.
I want to surf in the lake.
You can't surf in the lake.
That's what you think.
I just recently got a guidebook for bird watching, and I wanted to test out my new binoculars.
And I'm staying inside the cabin to read my stories by the fireplace.
Oh, speaking of stories, I think I'm most looking forward to telling some around the fire. And I mean scary stories.
Oh yeah. Kind of like that one time that I thought I was out of gas, but I still had 3/4 of a tank left.
No, I mean really scary.
The last time we had to sit through a scary story, it put Oracle into a panic attack.
It'll be fine. This isn't the Dogman of Route 852. This is closed curtains,
no
lights,
no, no.
Right under the
Stop.
Chin. The tale of Cabin 12 and a half.
Cabin 12 and a half?
Oh, you mean you haven't heard the story?
It's not too late to stop the story.
Long ago, at a campsite, just like this one.
Okay, then.
A group of friends decided to stay for the weekend. After a fun day of hiking, birdwatching, and canoeing, they headed back to their cabin for some traditional s'mores. But they didn't tell ghost stories. Oh, no. These friends were a bit more adventurous. Among the standard camping gear, they also brought with them a Ouija board, hoping they could make contact with those on the other side. Things started off fine, with introductions and casual conversation. As the night went on, the friends began to realize their marshmallows were disappearing, one by one. They ignored it, figuring it was someone in the group eating them or some other easy explanation. Soon after, they realized what was happening. One by one, every marshmallow and chocolate bar disappeared, leaving them with only plain old boring graham crackers. And the only hint of any supernatural happenings was the soft whisper of, "Swallow your marshmallow. Swallow your marshmallow."
Thank you, Pixel.
You're welcome.
Well, that story isn't true, is it?
Scoops. Ghosts aren't real.
Yeah, don't worry. Toy companies just invented ghosts to sell you those plastic boards with the letters on them.
That's not
really?
Yeah. What you really gotta look out for are the guys wearing painted masks of William Shatner.
Not William Shatner!
And that's not the worst part of it. They stalk around campsites at night looking for people to enter their dreams and possess their radio set.
What was that?
It might be the raccoons at the council.
Raccoon?
Pixel, no!
Pixel, yes! Aw, no raccoons?
And thank Jimi Hendrix there aren't. They can get very irritable.
or give you rabies.
Wait, can I even get rabies as a video game character?
Hey, that's weird.
What is it?
All of the scratches are just around the doorknob. Not anywhere else. The counselor said that everything was brand new, right?
Maybe it came pre-distressed?
Well, it's distressing me.
Well, you know what this means.
What does this mean?
It's the curse of cabin 12 and a half.
Pixel, that's it. We're having a talk.
Darn.
That Gosh Darn Hippie Show will be taking a break. We'll be back after these messages.
Except no substitutes. That Gosh Darn Hippie Show is made with 100% real sound waves. If you aren't getting 100% real sound waves, you're not listening to a real radio show.
You're listening to the grooviest of radio shows. That Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie. Far out.
And don't scare Oracle again.
All right.
So, welcome back, lovely listeners. So, we're still here at Lake Blue Sky, and while there was a little weirdness before the break, everything is just fine for our promotional visit. But what scratched up the doorknob is still a bit of a mystery.
Hey, Scoops, I found something.
What is it?
Some kind of pink and fluffy substance. Need me to get the kit?
No, I've got this. Buttercream. 2 hours old. The milk's out of date by a day and a half. This stuff's too far from town to be an industrial creaming. It must be made by the camp's kitchen.
What's all of this?
Year 2 of investigative journalism. Identifying substance by taste.
But what does it mean?
It means whatever scratched up the doorknob came from the kitchen.
It could be the camp counselor. But it would also be weird if you were just scratching at doorknobs.
Let's go check it out then.
I'll take the lead.
Yeah, you do that. I'm right behind you.
Well, this doesn't look recently renovated.
Yeah, the kitchen is a total mess. The drawers were even ripped out of the cabinets.
Why do you sound excited about this?
They even left the milk out on the counter. Oh, it's still cold. There's not even any condensation yet.
That means they couldn't have left longer than 5 minutes ago.
But where did they go is the question.
Guys? Are any of you not in the kitchen?
Oracle, we're all here. Why do you ask?
Because I just saw someone outside.
Maybe it's just the camp counselor?
I'll go check.
Pixel.
Wait.
And they rushed ahead. Come on, guys. Pixel?
Pixel!
Pixel, this isn't funny.
They always have to do things without thinking.
Ah, jeez. Since we're looking for Pixel anyway, you're searching by the coasters.
Gonna find her.
You know, whoa, 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 will. Cause
window, I'll bring her in.
Gonna find her. Gonna find her.
But I'm like that north with a mountain. You know I'll bring her in.
Gonna find her.
Oh,
That was Weird Al Yankovic with Slime Creatures from Outer Space. And we also had a raccoon song by Jan Hobson in her bad review. So, we haven't found Pixel. We don't know where they went. We wanted to call them to see where they were, but, someone wanted us to keep our cell phones at home to have the real camping experience.
That someone was Pixel.
Yeah, that someone was Pixel. We tried contacting the camp counselor, but we couldn't find him either. Last we heard, he was going to the campsite sauna, but there's no sauna even here. Lovely listeners, there's something really weird going on at Lake Blue Sky, and we have to figure out what.
And I believe the next logical step is to form a search party.
A search party?
We'll keep in groups of two. Chronicle and I will be Group A. You and Hippie will be Group B. To make sure we're all still in earshot, every once in a while shout out fish, and we'll respond heads. So we can keep tabs on each other.
Okay, run towards us if you find anything.
Good deal, and good luck!
Fish!
Reds!
Hippie? Are you sure splitting up was a good idea?
Well, Scoops thought it was a good idea, and he's our resident investigator.
Fish!
Reds!
Okay, I'm just afraid if William Shatner tries to get us, he'll have an easier time eating us alive!
Oracle, calm down. Nothing in the woods is going to eat us alive.
Ah! William Shatner! Don't eat our brains!
Relax. It's just a squirrel.
Ah! A squirrel! Don't eat our brains!
Oh, boy.
Fish! Fish? Roly-poly?
I hope Scoops and Chronicle are okay.
Hippie? That sounded like a much louder snap than just a squirrel.
Oh, shaving cream. Quick, the storage room.
Ow!
Shh!
But I sat on something.
Where is it? Where is it?
That was close.
Ow, ow, ow. Stupid book.
Book?
Yeah, I sat on some kind of book when you pushed me in. Right on the corner, too.
Oof, I'm sorry. Wait, is that a cookbook? This should be in the kitchen with the other ones. I guess I'll bring it with me to return later.
But what do we do about our friends?
We'll figure something out. In the meantime, let's take a break. We'll be back after these messages and after we have a plan.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here on That Gosh Darn Hippie Show, we take pride in our wide variety of music. Come, sample our delicious in-store made vanilla fudge. Or homegrown Moby grapes. And Chuck Berry's. And, of course, our freshly baked bread. Down on my knees. Don't forget to wash it all down with a fresh cup of cream.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
That Gosh Darn Hippie Show has everything you need for a balanced diet of rock and roll.
Okay, I don't know how we managed to lose 3 cast members, but we did. This camping trip is just getting worse and worse. Oracle, if there's any time we need your fortune-telling powers, it's definitely now. Please, focus and see if you can see anything.
I'll try my best, Hippie. Hey dudes, I'm the Oracle Oracle, and this is my segment, The Oracle Oracle, here to tell your distinct future. This week's horoscope is for Ophiuchus. No matter the time of year, flowers are still in bloom. Baking flour, that is. Like any season of the year, tis the season to get baking. It's a fun activity that can really bring people together to make something. Even on your own, baking can help you find some peace in the process. And when you're done, you can share the spoils of your work. Or not share it. But that's not the point. The point is that baking is really cool and not super hard to get started in. Take my favorite cake that I make with my boyfriend. I like to make what's called chocolate spam cake.
Chocolate spam cake?
Yeah, chocolate spam cake. It's really good, especially when the batter still has salty, meaty chunks in it.
That's all we have time for.
Oh, okay. This has been the Oracle Oracle, bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, horoscopes to your ears. See you later, dude.
Well, buddy, you definitely tried your best. It's Richard Harris in MacArthur Park.
As we followed in the dance, between the parted pages, and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it,
because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no.
Thank you. glitter than 42nd Street, more flash than a chorus line, more seats available than we'd like to admit. At last, Jason brings his screen magic to the stage in Friday the 13th, the musical.
Something that's scary.
Campers, be wary.
He won't stay buried.
It's a massacre tonight.
Limos he owns.
Use great colognes.
In his pool floating.
Dead women bloating.
Something that's chilling.
Blood that is spilling.
Will make a killing. What a fright.
Get away with murder.
Massacre tonight.
You'll scream, you'll gasp, you'll hum lively show tunes. Nothing this evil could stay off Broadway. Friday the 13th, the musical.
Two knives, I'll use my best two knives to kill young couples groping in their cars.
He's famous 'cause he keeps heads rolling.
I think that I'll go bowling
with other body parts.
Well, I'm just an indiscriminate killer. I don't care who I slash or drill, but I must admit my favorite thriller. I enjoy killing a girl.
They scream oh so high and run so funny.
I come in the night to scare.
They lay in his arms so limp and bloody.
Like silly putty with hair.
And of course, who could remember?
Maria, I just lopped the head off Maria. And suddenly my drain is clogged up with her brain and clothes. Maria, I can't find the rest of Maria. Her legs are in the fridge, her hand is on the bridge of my nose.
Well, hello,
Jason.
Way to go,
Jason.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
You're on the screen, Jason, killing teens. Jason,
blood is flowing,
boobs are showing.
You're still going strong. The ticket sales soaring, and the crowd's roaring, and they'll stand in line for hours just to pay. So grab your axe, Jason, give 'em 40 whacks, Jason.
Jason will never go away.
We don't care what the critics say.
We're gonna make one anyway again.
That was Friday the 13th, the musical by Open Season, playing for you here on That Gostron Hippie Show. I thought it would be funny to add it to the set list earlier since we are out here camping, but I'm definitely having second thoughts about it now. Anyway, Oracle and I were just about to go looking for our friends. But we're sticking together and not splitting up to make sure that no one gets lost. Right, buddy? Oracle? 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 Buddy? Oh my gosh, I'm actually alone! Oracle? Scoops? Pixel? Chronicle, somebody! Oh, please be one of my friends. Wait. Who is that? I gotta get out of here. Lovely listeners, as you might be aware, things are kinda not okay at the moment here at Lake Blue Sky. I'm not even sure if we'll be leaving Lake Blue Sky. I'm hoping that things will turn out okay, but if they don't, Gene, if you're listening out there, I love you, and you get custody of my record collection. Ah!
Hippie, are you in there?
Chronicle? Chronicle! I've never been so happy to see a familiar face.
Could you please let go of me? You're crushing my bones.
Sorry. But where are the others?
Oh, they're all fine. They're back at Cabin 1. Well, as fine as they can be with Pixel stuck in a sugar rush.
Oh no, not again. Where did they even get sugar from?
Hi. That might be my fault.
You're the stranger I saw earlier.
Yes, we'll explain later. But right now, we really need to get back to Cabin 1 quickly before Pixel destroys everything.
Alright, I guess while we're walking over to Cabin 1, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages, and, after my heart palpitations slow down a bit.
Is the flash drive ready?
Yep, I got it. Open the door on the count of three.
One, two, three!
Coming through! Hippie!
Blaster Dorino!
Bug complete.
Ugh, what happened?
Someone fed you sugar when they weren't supposed to.
Sorry, I didn't realize that this would happen. I've never seen anyone act this badly when fed sugar before.
Well, you've never met a living video game character before. But, anyway, lovely listeners, welcome back. As it turns out, everyone who went missing just came here. But I'm very confused.
Well, I might as well come clean. I've been hiding it since the 80s anyway. I love to bake.
Okay?
What do you mean, okay? I love to bake. I love to make cupcakes and brownies and cute miniature pies with little designs in the crust.
I'm glad you have a hobby, but what exactly does this have to do with my friends going missing?
Well, it started back in 1985 when I used to go to camp here. I stayed in cabin 4 by the kitchen.
Oh, hey, that's our cabin.
Is it? I tried to go in earlier, but I didn't know you were staying in it. Anyway, I was 10, and baking was my life, but, a lot of the kids thought my hobby was dumb, and I got beaten up and bullied. It got so bad I ended up being sent home early, and in the rush to leave, I forgot my most prized possession, my favorite recipe book. It was a gift from my grandmother, you see, but I haven't gone back to get it because I was nervous that someone would see me and they would make fun of me again. So when I saw the camp was closed and under renovations, I thought that I could come back to get it while no one was here. I wasn't expecting you guys to be here.
Well, we're on an early promotional trip here. The camp doesn't open up officially until next week.
Ah, I see. I just wish I could have found my cookbook.
Hey, it wouldn't happen to be surprisingly sharp when you sit on it, would it?
Huh?
Oh yeah, the cookbook in the shed. We found this in there. It wouldn't happen to be yours, would it?
My grandmother's cookbook! Thank you so much!
I'm sorry that you had such a hard time at camp as a kid, but it still doesn't explain why everyone went missing.
Oh, right. Pixel was the first one to spot me looking for my cookbook, so I tried to bribe them with a cake to keep them from telling everyone else, but, I didn't expect them to react that way when fed sugar.
Yeah, sugar tends to overload their digital systems.
It's still my favorite food.
What about everyone else, though?
Well, when Chronicle and I found Pixel and saw them having a sugar rush glitch, we were busy trying to keep things under control.
And Oracle?
Oh, this is kind of embarrassing, but I got chased up a tree by a raccoon. I was stuck there until this guy helped me out.
Oh, Oracle.
I knew I shouldn't have come back, though. Sure, I have my cookbook, but now everyone knows how much I love baking.
Loving baking isn't that weird, though. I mean, sneaking around a campsite is a little bit odd, but...
Really?
Yeah! I love pancakes with mustard and pepperoni. I think I'm the only one who does, but they're still delicious.
I love As You Like It, even though it's usually considered one of Shakespeare's weaker plays.
And I really love some games that others might not like the Friday the 13th game for NES.
Where's that music coming from?
Just go with it.
Hi, I'm Pixel, and welcome to my arcade, where you can find only the raddest bits of trivia, no tokens needed. You're walking in the woods. There's no one around you, and you have no cell phone, since this is the 80s. Then, out of the corner of your eye, you spot the big bad of today's game, Jason Voorhees. That's right, today we're covering Friday the 13th for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Released in 1989, you play as a camp counselor at the infamous Camp Crystal Lake in an early example of survival horror genre, and try to save the kids attending and your fellow counselors from Jason. As you navigate through the camp, you'll have to fight the usual forest wildlife, as well as zombies and sometimes even Jason's mother. Though you can't just leisurely stroll through the woods, it's not that easy. From time to time, you'll be interrupted by an alarm with a countdown timer telling you that Jason is inside one of the cabins and you have to be quick to get there, defeat Jason, and save whoever's inside. This game did not get good reviews, most complaints stemming from the game's difficulty, and has since appeared on multiple worst games of all time lists. The game's publisher, LJN, was super focused on getting out as many games based on licensed properties as they could around this time, and it shows. It seems like a large chunk of what you do is wait around for the Jason alarm to go off, and even then, defeating him is difficult. I must have went through at least 3 counselors before I was able to make him go away. Though, despite the negativity, people still seem to enjoy this game. So much so that in 2013, a figurine of Jason was made that has his color palette from the game. And in 2017, the developers of the online multiplayer game, titled Friday the 13th, The Game, released the skin for the Jason character model based on his appearance in the older title. I guess it just goes to show you that even if something is flawed or outright terrible, there's still going to be people who love and enjoy it. And that's really cool! And looking back at all the times I played the game, even though I complain, it's always a lot of fun. And I remember the first time I played it, the game pretty much started me off with the Jason alarm going off, and I had to rush to the cabin. But the map was confusing, and somehow I made it. And Jason had a huge health bar, and I was like, how am I gonna defeat him? But after a few tries, I managed to whittle down some of his health, and then the game was like, you win, for now. And I was like, oh. Anyway, this has been Pixel of Pixel Arcade, wishing you the best of luck in your gaming adventures. Have fun, and remember to play fair.
Still, the point that we're trying to make is that just because you like something others might not be a fan of, doesn't mean you have to hide it.
Yeah, and you're really good at baking, too. Really, really good.
Yeah, you guys are right. If I want to bake, I should bake.
And if you need someone to eat all those baked treats...
Oh, of course. Honestly, it's kind of nice to see other people enjoy my baking so much. You guys are actually the first to taste them outside of my family. Maybe I should bake for other people more often.
Well, that just leaves the question of where the camp counselor went.
Oh, him? He left like an hour ago.
That's almost as soon as we got here.
Yeah, he doesn't really take his job very seriously.
Huh? Who's that?
Let's go see.
Pixel, this is how you went missing in the first place. Wait, is that the camp counselor?
Hey, I heard on the radio you guys were having some troubles. Everything all right?
Everything's fine now, but abandoning us in the middle of nowhere? What kind of a camp counselor are you?
Well, everything's all hunky-dory now, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
But if that ain't enough for you, I do have these free coupons for your next visit.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I haven't gone surfing in the lake yet.
I still haven't told every scary story I know.
I haven't written my books yet.
And I want to eat more of this cake. I mean, go bird watching.
Well, guess that means we'll be sticking around. Things have been a bit crazy around here, but I think everything's been just about wrapped up.
And at least it wasn't waving a chainsaw around demanding we play Inagata to be that crazy.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Just wrap up the show, hippie.
All right. We have one last song before we go. And that's Song of a Baker by Small Faces to close out the show for us. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Jared Harrell, Kale Carroza, Raina Murdoch, Caleb Lindsay, Francis Bird, and Sam Gabriel. Have a groovy weekend. This is DJ Hippie, signing out.
Cause I'm driven by this heart. nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say.
You've been listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. Copyright 2021 by Kiki Willows. Comments by the host or guests do not represent the views of this radio station. For more content, go to mixcloud.com/DJHippie. Someday I'm gonna
make a mind. Hey, why do we call it oven when you oven, 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 cold food, oven, hot, even hand?